According to the General Staff of the Armed Forces of Ukraine, during the past day, the enemy launched 3 missile and 57 airstrikes, including 26 Shahed 136 type UAVs. Some 21 of them were destroyed by our defenders. Also, the Russian aggressors fired 69 rounds from MLRS at the positions of our troops and populated areas. There are dead and wounded among the civilian population, destroyed and damaged private residential buildings and other civilian infrastructure. The enemy, at the cost of heavy losses, continues to wage a war of aggression. The main efforts are focused on conducting offensive operations in the Lyman, Bakhmut, Avdiivka, Marinka, and Shakhtarsky directions. Over the past 24 hours, units of the Defense Forces of Ukraine repelled more than 55 enemy attacks on the specified areas of the front. The fiercest battles are fought for Bakhmut and Marinka, the military said. In Avdiivka direction, the occupiers carried out offensive actions in the Avdiivka, Vodiany, and Prvomoysky districts, without success. Sheld, in particular, Novokalinov, Avdiivka, Toninka, Saverna, Netilov, Prvomoysk, and Nevelsky of Donetsk region. Marinka Axis. Our defenders repelled numerous enemy attacks in the areas of Marinka and Pobieda last day. At the same time, Krasnohorivka, Hiorivka, Marinka, and Novomikhailivka of Donetsk region got under enemy fire. Russia continues to shell peaceful cities in Ukraine. Shakhtarsky Axis. The enemy conducted unsuccessful offensive actions in the area of Vuledar. In addition to the latter, Novokrainka, Prikastivka, and Velika Novosilka of Donetsk region were shelled. Zaporizhia and Kherson Axes. The enemy continues to conduct defensive operations. At the same time, during the day, more than 35 settlements were shelled. In the units of the Russian Volunteer Formation Nevsky, who take part in hostilities in Donetsk region, Russian servicemen have a low level of moral and psychological state. It has been established that the main factors of this are large losses in manpower during hostilities, untimely provision of ammunition to the occupiers, uncertainty regarding the terms of replenishment of the personnel of the units that suffered combat losses. The number of those wishing to leave their units and withdraw from the areas of hostilities to the Russian Federation is increasing, the General Staff said. During the day, the Ukrainian Air Force carried out 7 strikes on areas of concentration of personnel, and units of missile and artillery troops hit 2 areas of concentration of manpower, weapons and military equipment and 2 warehouses of enemy ammunition. Natalia Tolub.